Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey and Perek Dalad Mishnah Vav. Now we discussed in the previous Mishnah the Karban Eitzim, the special wood offering that was brought on the days that certain families donated wood to be used as fuel on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah is going to list the dates of these wood donations and the names of the families who brought them. Says the Mishnah, Zman Atzekonim V'ha'am Tisha, the total number of times in the year when wood was donated by families of Kohanim and the nation is 9. Number 1, Be'echad ben Nisan b'nei Arach ben Yehuda, on the 1st of Nisan, it was the turn of the descendants of Arach, who was the descendant of Yehuda. Be'ezrim b'Tammuz b'nei David ben Yehuda, on the 20th of Tammuz, the descendant of David HaMelech, who was a descendant of Yehuda. The third time that wood was donated was b'chamisha b'av, on the 5th of Av, b'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. That's when the descendants of Parosh, who was a descendant of Yehuda, donated wood. B'shivabo, on the 7th of Av, b'nei Yonadav ben Rechav, the descendant of Yonadav, who was a descendant of Rechav, was another name for Yisro, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out. That's when he donated wood to the Mishkan. Be'ezrimbo, b'nei Sina ben Binyamin, on the 10th of Av, the descendants of Sina, who was a descendant of Binyamin. B'chamisha asarbo, b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, v'imam kohanim ulevim, v'chol misha ta b'shivto, uv'nei gonvei eli, b'nei kotzei katzios. On the 15th of Av, the descendants of Zatu, who was a descendant of Yehuda, and with them came kohanim ulevim, anyone who was in doubt regarding the sheva to which he belonged, the descendants of the different pestle thieves, and the descendants of the dried fig cutters. The pestle thieves and the dried fig cutters were actually one family that was given these names because of heroic deeds that they had performed. At one time, enemy forces decreed that Jews may not bring Bikurim, the first fruits, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they put guards by the roads in order to stop them. This family hid their Bikurim under some dried figs, and they carried a large pestle on their shoulders. When they were stopped by the guards, they said that they were going to use the pestle to pound their dried figs in large mortars that were nearby. Now, because they used a pestle to steal hearts, literally to deceive these guards, they were called the pestle thieves. They were also called the family of dried fig cutters, after the name given to the type of knife used to cut cakes or of pressed figs. Continuing in the Mishnah, the seventh group of people that dominated the wood, Be'ezrim bo b'nei Fachas Moav ben Yehuda, on the 20th of Av, the descendants of Pachas Moav, who was a descendant of Yehuda. Be'ezrim be'el, on the 20th of El, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, the descendants of Adin, who was a descendant of Yehuda. Be'echad b'teves, Shavu b'nei Parosh Shnia. And the final group of family that would donate the wood was on the 1st of Teves, the descendants of Parosh. They returned to give wood a second time, and the wood they donated lasted until Nisan, when the cycle would begin again. Now, the first time that each family brought wood, there was enough to last until the next family brought a new amount of wood. The donation brought on the 20th of El by the family of Adin lasted until the 1st of Teves. At that time, no other family came forward to donate wood. Then they would have a lottery among those who had already donated, and the family of Parosh was selected, as the Tos Gentil points out, to donate wood that would last until the 1st of Nisan, when the cycle again would begin. Now the mission is going to go back to its previous subject of the discussion of the Ma'amados, and specifically when the Ma'amados were not going to be done on various occasions. It deals with the special case of the first of Teves, which was a combination of three occasions. Number one, the first of Teves happens to be Chanukah. Number two, the first of Teves happens to be Rosh Chodesh. And number three, the first of Teves happens to be the day of a Karban Eitzim, of a wood offering. It says the Mishnah, Be'echa b'Tevis lohoyu b'maimer, on the first of Tevis there was no maimer whatsoever. Shehoyu b'hal v'karban musaf v'karban Eitzim, because on that day, challah was said, it was Chanukah. Musaf Karban was brought because it was a Rosh Chodesh, and Karban Eitzim was brought as well by the family of Parosh. Now, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, challah overrides the Maimed service of Shacharis, the Karban Musaf overrides the Maimed service of Musaf and Mincha, and the Karban Eitzim overrides the Maimed service of Mincha and Ne'ilah. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Having discussed the fasts that were observed in the event of public tragedies, terrible things that happen, and the fast of the Ma'amados, this mission is now going to discuss another set of fasts, the 17th of Tammuz, known as Shavasar B'Tammuz, and the 9th of Av, known as Tisha B'Av. It's going to list the tragedies that happened on all of and both of these dates. It says the Mishnah Chamisha Devarim Eiru V'Savosinu B'Shavasar B'Tammuz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. There were five tragic events that happened to our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz, and there were five tragic events that took place on Tisha B'Av. B'Shavasar B'Tammuz Nishtabra Luchos on the 17th of Tammuz, that was when the two Luchos were the two stone tablets, the Luchos were shattered by Moshe Rabbeinu when he saw the Jews that they were worshipping the Chayta Egel. As the Gemara tells us, the Ten Commandments were proclaimed by Hashem on the 6th of Sivan. The next morning, the 7th of Sivan, was when Moshe went up to Har Sinai. He stayed there for the remaining 24 days of Sivan, which was 30 days long that year, and 16 days of Tammuz. He returned with the Luchos on the morning of the 17th of Tammuz. Continuing in the Mishnah, Uvatel HaTamid. Also on the Shavasar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, the Karban Tamid was stopped, and there was no sheep left to bring during the attack on Yerushalayim that ultimately led to the destruction of Bayis Rishon of the first Beis HaMikdash. So that's when the Karban Tamid that we brought every single day had to stop. Continuing, number three, the Huvka Ha'ir. The third thing that happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz was the wall of the city of Yerushalayim was breached by the Romans 3 weeks before Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed. The fourth thing that happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz, Visarav Apostomos Esatora. Apostomos, the Greek general who was the head of the Greek attack on Eretz Yisrael when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he burned the Torah that was written by Ezra, which was obviously a very, very serious tragedy. This Sefer Torah was the most authentic copy and was used to check the texts of other Sifrei Torah. And the final thing that happened on Shavasar B'Tammuz, the fifth thing that happened, Behem, Itzel, and Behechal. And what else did Apostumus do? He placed an idol, he placed Avodah Zarah in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. Continuing in the Mishnah, but Tisha B'Av, Nigzar al Avosena, what happened on Tisha B'Av? So number one, that was when it was decreed on our forefathers, on our ancestors in the Midbar, Shalei Kansu La'aretz, they would not enter the land of Eretz Yisrael because they believed the Meraglim who said that it would be impossible to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael. Continuing, what else happened on Tisha B'Av? The Charav Habayis HaRishona Uveshnia. The next two things were destroyed: the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash were both destroyed on the 9th of Av. Venilkida Beisar. The fourth thing that happened on Tisha B'Av was the city of Beitar was conquered and everyone living in Beitar was killed. This was 62 years after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Bar Kokhba led a revolt against the occupying Roman army. The revolt was initially successful, but then, as the Gemara explains, they suffered several defeats, and Bar Kokhba withdrew with his army to Beitar. When that city fell to the Romans, all of its inhabitants were brutally killed and destroyed, again as described in the Gemaras in Meseches Gittin. The fifth thing that happened on the 9th of Av, Venechrisha Ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under by the Roman general Turnus Rufus after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah concludes with a very, very famous and important statement, a very important rule that applies to the days before Tisha B'Av. Mishenichnas Av, Mimatin Basimcha, that when the month of Av begins, we reduce, we minimize, we decrease the activities that would bring joys. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, what does this mean? So you should avoid any sort of business dealings for goods that will be used on joyous occasions, and you shouldn't be involved in building and planting for joyous purposes as well. Also, as we learned in the first parak of Tainiz, it is also forbidden to get married married or to hold any sort of special suras mitzvah, enjoying, not suras mitzvah, suras simcha, a feast in honor of in honor of Kiddushin, and so on and so forth. We do not have any sort of simcha, really, from these 9 days, from the Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Quick review, Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey Torahs, number one, the various families that would donate to the Beis HaMikdash, the various wood. We had all these 9 different families described in the Mishnah. And then the end of the Mishnah described what happened on the first of Teves, when there's no Maimed service whatsoever, because on that day there's Halal, because of Chanukah, there's Musaf, because of Rosh Chodesh, and a wood offering was brought, as we discussed, with the family of Parosh on the first of Teves, and therefore there's not going to be any Ma'amados on those particular days. And then Perak Dalet Mishnah Vav described the 5 events that took place to our ancestors on the 17th of Tammuz, which again, the 2 luchos were destroyed, the carbon tamid was stopped, the wall of Yerushalayim was breached by the Romans, the Postumus, the Greek general, burned the Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra, and the 5th thing was that Apostomus placed an idol, some Avodah Zarah, in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. And then, what happened on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av? So number one, that's when the Rabbeinu Shalom decreed that our forefathers, our ancestors, wouldn't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael because they believed in the Meraglim. Number 2 and 3 was the 1st and the 2nd Bate HaMikdash were destroyed. The 4th thing that happened was the city of Beitar was conquered and everyone inside was killed. And the 5th thing that happened was the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under by the Roman general Turnus Rufus after the destruction of the 2nd Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us very famously, Mishenichnas Av, Mimatin Besimcha, when the month of Av begins, we want to reduce the Simcha, any joyful activities should not be done from that point on until after Tisha B'Av. Have a great day.